when the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left. And then listen online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And golly, you can also find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and man, lots, some of the best posts the last couple weeks because circumstances I've been in, and I'll catch up on that here real quick. Got to tell you that at least in my neck of the woods, because I'm zooming into the show today from home on the first Sunday is what I do. It is sunny, and I even have a little blue sky up here. Okay, now Nathan is showing me what's going on down in the Factoria area, and it looks a little hazy down there, Nathan.
It's just the camera being a little bit overexposed here, but pretty much the same down here as it is up there, just looking out a kind of overcasty marine air type going on above us, and bright and sunny what it looks like on the ground, and oh boy, those Olympics are nice and snow-capped right now.
Okay, I don't see them at all in
it's,
the
let me go adjust this camera real quick.
Okay, because and that of course is the voice of Animal World's wonderful production engineer Nathan Miller is here, and it's just he and I today, along with our guests that we will be talking to during the show. It is the first Sunday of March already, and it is, that means Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and we'll get rolling with that towards the bottom of the hour. And Nathan's working on getting the camera working well so that I can actually see. So you can, it looks to me like you can just barely see the mountains, just a little bit.
It's a lot easier to see in person.
In person, okay. It looks like you're a little hazier and higher than I am up here. My sky's a little bluer than what you got going on down there.
It could just be a little bit of Puget Sound morning effect going on over here.
I'm a little higher, higher elevation and all that good stuff. So anyway, good morning, and how are you, Nathan?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad to hear you're doing well as well. I mean, as well as you can be.
Okay, so you can let me see you again. There we go. Okay, I don't want to talk to the sky outside. Anyway, we need to catch up because all of a sudden things can change. And that certainly happened last month in February. I think the the first half of February went fine for our shelter rescue show, and then we did a show with Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen on the second Sunday of the month, which, by the way, is coming up next Sunday as well. And then I was scheduled to be in the studio with you and Stacy and Natasha on the third Sunday of February, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at the last minute, we had to run an encore. And so I don't know if any of you may have figured it out, but
so if you heard Nelson Linda twice, it wasn't a fluke, And
right, right. So we
think you skipped ahead to Encore Week.
Exactly. Anyway, just so you all know, there were a couple of firsts that happened that week, and the first number one is that despite my ever due diligence and doing my very, very best to keep myself from getting exposed and my clients and all that, it was my turn to get COVID. So it was really bizarre, Nathan, because, you know, I have been so careful about keeping myself protected as well as my clients. And I have been quite strict, and I've always continued to mask and not do risky things and mask with everyone, everything. And I only work with vaccinated people, and we mask throughout our whole sessions and distance and all of that. But I have to say now, hindsight being 2020, at the time, you know, 3 weeks ago, whenever it was, it was just really bizarre and just kind of happened, and there didn't seem to be a way to avoid it at the time. Now, hindsight being 2020, it was definitely avoidable. And I have to say that after all the years of COVID and the pandemic, I mean, even though I continued to practice, you know, really strict protocols in keeping everybody safe, you know, I had relaxed just like a lot of us had. And so in doing sessions, you know, we'd gotten real comfortable in me doing sessions. And even though we're masked, it wasn't absolute about the long distancing and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, what happened is the week previous to the third Sunday that we ran an unexpected encore, I had a session on Tuesday, a counseling session with a young couple, pregnant couple, had a dog. Serious behavior problems, Nathan. This dog could not be approached around food and guarded food and objects and all this kind of stuff, and was quite aggressive along those lines. And they had a baby coming real soon, so they needed a lot of education, a lot of work to be done. But they're all vaccinated and boosted, and everybody's healthy and all of that. I go to do the session, and as we are starting the session and we set up, we're masked and across the room from each other. But the wife says, "Oh, you know, just before you got here, my nose started running." And then she said, "But I have allergies, so I think it's just my allergies, and I'm fine." And well, you know, Nathan, I have allergies too. And my allergies had been kicking up for a couple weeks, and a lot of the people I talked to said they were already having, you know, some allergic stuff going on.
And of course, that cold snap we had on top of it too just makes, you know, things.
Yeah. So anyway, it was kind of like we just dismissed it for a little bit. She got a runny nose. She has allergies. I understand that, but it became obvious fairly quickly that something more was going on. And after we'd worked for a little while, it became apparent that she did not have allergies, that she was getting sick with something. And it was just all of a sudden her head just started unloading, and just she was running like a hose, and she was feeling horrible. She had to leave the room, all of this. And so when they realized that, okay, she's sick and she's pregnant and all of that, we just decided to stop the session, and we ended the session so that they could take her to the ER and I would leave. And we would, so we thought, and when we didn't know what was going on, and that's how it ended. And so we timed out the session then, and I left to be rescheduled. Well, as it turned out, when they went and got checked out and got tested, it was in fact COVID that she had. So I got the notice, and then I'll tell you, I have learned a lot about what's going on with COVID now. So, you know, a big part of me has a very scientific background with, you know, my years in veterinary medicine and all of that sort of stuff. So I have a very practical, logical left brain and scientific stuff, things combined with all the woo-woo and everything that comes together out of the right brain. What I found out right away, as soon as they notified me that they had tested positive and it was in fact COVID, was that with the current strains that are out there, if you get exposed and get it, you will come down with it within 2 to 14 days, they say. Well, for me, it was that exposure was on Tuesday. By Thursday, that's 2 days, Thursday evening, I could have said I had allergies, but it was feeling a little weirder. And then on Friday, it was obvious that the same thing started happening with me that I watched happened with my client during that session. And that these newer strains, it seems to be just from the nose up. It's just all of a sudden you've got upper respiratory stuff and clog up. And, you know, it's one of those things where you have to like stay attached. I should have bought stock in Kleenex, you know, because, you know, you have all of a sudden it just starts going and then you feel really sick really fast. Fortunately, being vaccinated and boosted as much as I can be and all of that, the good news is that I am so grateful for vaccines because it does keep you from getting so sick you go to the hospital and die. But it doesn't keep you from getting it if you get super exposed. And so now what I've learned, you know, if you're around somebody with any kind of upper respiratory active systems, move away because it's super contagious. Now, I also found out, though, that with these newer strains, because I didn't mess around, I was straight to my doctor on Friday to get checked out to find out if I had it. And then I had kind of in my mind, I thought, Nathan, you know, there's the antiviral, the Paxlovid, that if you get COVID, you can take the antiviral that slows, you know, it down and makes it not so bad. And so I'd always thought probably I would do that. And so I wanted to check that out, went in, and sure enough, I tested positive right away. So it was clear that COVID was what I had. But I learned from, you know, the docs now that with the newer strains, when a virus like this gets really contagious the way these newer strains are, it also really lowers the potency of the virus. So it isn't as bad, you know, as it could be. And, you know, I had major upper respiratory stuff. I had a fever for a few days. But the biggest problem was it just totally wipes you out energy-wise. I mean, I couldn't breathe. I had no voice.
You couldn't breathe out of your nose?
Couldn't breathe out of my head. Yeah, my nose. And I just had no energy. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't think. And I couldn't focus. And then a dry cough started. So it's the first 5 days that are the worst. But even so, even as bad as it was being in that experience, it wasn't nearly as bad as the flu I've had years and years ago when I had a really bad case of the flu. It wasn't that bad. But the biggest thing was that you're just wiped out and you can't focus. You have no mental clarity and you have no energy and you get up for 5 minutes and doing something and then you can't stay awake. You're right out again. So if you get it, go to bed for 5 days and you'll
sleep
feel a lot better. So at the point, you know, for the show on Sunday, I was right in the throes of the worst of the worst. And there was no way I could focus and do the show. I didn't know that I could even be awake and all of that. But, you know, there was just because I had a really bad night that Saturday night before the show. So we had to make the decision Saturday night that I'm just not going to be able to do it. So that was first number one, that I took my turn with COVID. The good news is now I did I am finally back to work. I did the first full counseling session yesterday, and I got through the whole session. It was fine, and I did not have any problem with focus and all that sort of stuff. And my voice was a little flaky after a while because I, talk so much, and I haven't been doing that for a while. But that was really good. So that let me know that, all right, I'll be able to be here and be focused for 3 hours and be good. So I'm really really gearing back up, getting back on my schedule. The biggest issue is still, though, getting my energy back. And so it does kind of wipe you out for a while. But I do want to tell you what I found out about the Paxlovid, because I elected not to take the antiviral. And the reason for that was that years ago, I don't know, Nathan, if you remember, but years ago with the flus, the first antiviral drug came out, and it was Tamiflu. Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
I know that name.
Yeah, but the Tamiflu. And so if you got the flu, you take that, and it makes it not as bad. And so I, years ago before the pandemic, I did get the flu and was feeling really bad. So I did go to my doctor. And so they told me I was there within the time that I could take the Tamiflu, and that should make it better. And I thought, I'm not a big one in taking drugs and stuff, but I thought, well, if it's going to make it easier, sure, I'll try it. Let's see how I do with that. Well, it turned out I had a major reaction to the Tamiflu, and the Tamiflu made me sicker than the flu. Ugh. I got really upset, stomach and all that kind of stuff, and it was awful. And so anyway, so when I asked the doctors about the Paxlovid now listen to this. This is what they told me. They said, well, with COVID and all of this stuff, they said we were really waiting for them to develop the antiviral. And when we were waiting on Paxlovid, we were hoping they would create a new Tamiflu. Okay. But that's not what we got. And what they told me was the Paxlovid is way worse in terms of negative side effects compared to the Tamiflu. They said, if you had a reaction to the Tamiflu, you're not going to do well with this Paxlovid. You have to take a whole lot more of it. Most everybody gets sick and nauseated and vomiting and diarrhea. And, I mean, all kinds of other stuff that you don't want on top.
Who would want that?
Yeah, that you. And they were telling me about all these people that could only take it for a day and have to quit and all of that. And then they said, one out of every two people that takes it will get the rebound, and the COVID comes back for a second time. And it often comes back worse and lasts longer. So that's all I had to hear to decide that, well, since I didn't do well with the Tamiflu, I'm not going to do well with the Paxlovid, and I'm vaxxed, and I'm doing okay with this now. I'm just going to handle it I'm not going to take the antiviral. So I elected not to do that. And I'm really glad that I did, because I've gotten through it fine. And so feel really good about that. And it just takes a while to get strength back and your energy back. And so I'm not as scheduled as heavily as I normally would be. And I'm working back into a regular schedule. But the good news is, I think my voice sounds pretty good. Don't you think, Nathan?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. And I'm amazed
that you're on Zoom
energy.
Right now. I mean, it sounds like you normally do.
I'm excited
do on
to
Zoom.
Be here. My eyes are open. You're not having to keep me awake. So I think, the worst is over and I'm on the way. But I'll tell you what. I am going to batten down the hatches again, get a little more strict with my protocols, and if I'm around anyone with active upper respiratory symptoms, I'm out of there. Okay, because I think that's the big thing, is if you're around someone with active upper respiratory symptoms, that's what you got to be cautious about now. And you just, the stuff is so darn contagious, even with masks and stuff. You've got to be very, very careful about washing up and what you do with your hands and touching your face and all of that. And I think that's probably where I messed up, because we just weren't being that cautious during the session. So the good news is the worst is over, and I've had my bout with it. So now I'm not, the silver lining was I don't have to be all that concerned about COVID now, because I know that I can handle it. So
I'm just wondering, did you lose your sense of smell at all?
I didn't lose it, but it messed up my sense of smell and taste. Not my sense of smell, my taste.
Oh, so your smell was fine, but your taste
my
was...
My smell was fine, but for the first 5 days or so, my taste was weird, and I didn't taste some things, and I tasted other things. Like, I ate something that was a little bit spicy, but when I ate it, all I tasted was the spice, and there was so much spice I couldn't eat it.
Ooh.
Something that all I could taste was salt, and there wasn't any salt, so it was things, spices and stuff were amplified and other stuff, and it was really strange.
Hmm.
So, but that only lasted for a few days and then was gone. So it wasn't like, now I know, you know, Jude Ponton, our Whispering Dragon lady, you know, we know that Paul passed from COVID, and so that Jude had it back in the beginning of the pandemic. She completely lost, you know, her smell and stuff with the original COVID. And now what, it's been a couple of years, more than 2 years since she had it. She is just now getting her smell and stuff back. It's taken that long for it to come back. So I think in those original strains, when that happened to people, it took a long time. But now it only affected me a little bit and only lasted a few days.
Yeah, so those long haulers, especially with the early strains, are still struggling with it.
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, continue to take care of yourselves and be wise, but just know that this stuff is super contagious. And if you're and it seems to be right now, the current strains, it's all upper respiratory and it's from the nose up.
And
fortunately,
pain in neck and shoulders, what I've been hearing too, like with the Omicron, like mm-hmm. that's like the new losing your sense of smell. Like, pay attention to like neck and shoulder pain. That's
yeah, I didn't
really
have any
good
of that.
Indicator. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't have any of that. So, yeah, so I think, you know, things vary depending on who. But the good news is I'm one of the ones that could have gone south, but it didn't. So I'm very grateful to be vaccinated. I will continue to get boosted once a year or whatever. Oh, and that's the other thing they say. If you get COVID like I did, what they're saying now is that you get immunity for 7 to 10 months, and it's about the same as getting two vaccines. So I just like got a booster. All righty. So that's my story about all the COVID stuff. I am long past. Oh, and just so you know, they are also not using a positive quick test anymore to determine contagiousness. What they're saying now is with these newer strains, you get it, you may continue to test positive for weeks and weeks and weeks, but it doesn't have anything to do with being contagious anymore. What they're saying is that from the time first full day of symptoms and testing positive, you have to isolate for 5 days. If you're okay after that, then you should mask after that for a while, but you're all right. If you have serious symptoms, they say you got to isolate for 11 days and then mask for a week. So that's just what they're saying at this point. Sometimes you go back to a negative test right away, but sometimes you don't. And apparently, as they're learning about these viruses, you know, advice and recommendations change. So, gosh, I'm looking at the clock, and we got to get busy here because we're going to have to talk to get started with our interviews. How about let's get us officially started with our prayers and affirmations, and then we'll take care of advertisers, and then we'll get to Meow Cat Rescue for our first interview. Does that sound okay to you, Nathan?
Sounds great.
All right. So we are, if you haven't been with me, I start the show. I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of prayers to Saint Francis. And then we got a bunch of affirmations. And oh, let me tell you, that I've been doing affirmations up the kazoo, and they really, really help. So here we go with our prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. And by the way, participating with me here is totally voluntary. You can do these prayers and affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. It's completely up to you. It's not like dancing, which is required at the top of the hours when we get on the love train. So here we go. Prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, now for us humans, it's Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Amen. All righty. Now, we have a pile of affirmations here that all contributed by different members of our animal world family. I say them out loud three times each, and you are welcome to join me with these affirmations or opt out if you like. It's completely up to you. So, affirmation number one, this one we do for ourselves, and this one is really up. And I did find, remember, I found the silver lining, and the silver lining for me on the whole COVID thing. Was knowing that, okay, I'm vaccinated, I'm boosted. If I get it, it's not going to kill me. And I have to, you know, I had to realize that I had a concern, you know, but now I know. So that really was a silver lining. Here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two. This one comes from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, best practitioner. She'll be in the studio with us next week. And this has shifted a lot of our lives. And I know a lot of you do this along with me. It's a great one for us as a collective. So here we go, three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty then. This next affirmation is the one. I really did this one up a lot during my cycle, and I do felt better every time I did it for a while. So this is the one that gets you in the right frame of mind for health and well-being. Here we go, three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Wow. Okay. Now, next one here comes from Natasha Venter. She'll be back with us again this month, the third Sunday. And this one really helps me and my animal friends, because I do it for all of us. Helps us adjust to what's going on. And so here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty then, our last affirmation here to conclude this whole ritual is the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, their Warrior of Light affirmation, and this is the one that we use to spread the light and the love all over the planet, and boy, do we need it everywhere. So as we do this affirmation, just see that God's love and light going everywhere, and let's lighten up this planet. All right, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then, we are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. Let's take care of our advertisers, and then we'll get rolling on Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our Animal Friends Sunday. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his healing ministry for animals.com. And I have to tell you, with my bout with COVID, I'll tell you what helped me, I think, more than anything else is the support I got from our healers here on Animal World. So you need to know, as soon as I knew what was going on with me, the first one I sent off contact to, Dr. Nels and Jude. Well, Jude first and then Dr. Nels. Now, Dr. Nels was traveling, but as soon as he found out what was going on, on Friday, I was really tanking and Friday night really bad. Nels got word from me Saturday morning and immediately did a remote tune-up on me and said I needed lots of balancing with that virus in my body. And then he tuned me up every day for a few days. I'll tell you what, that and then with the remote healing from Whispering Dragon made all the difference in the world in helping me get through it quickly. So if you want to check out Dr. Nels for yourself or your animal friends, go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation. So click on the contact link, fill out the form and said, I heard Martha talking about you and I'd like to talk about me or my animal friends. And he would be delighted to set up a phone call with you. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. advertisers. So we've got great rates, and you get links on website and interviews on the show. So if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. And I just didn't, I had to catch up on what's been going on with me. I do have some updates for you. I learned something fabulous about keeping hummingbird feeders from freezing other than the heaters during this 2-week period. I'll share that with you. And I'll do that, I think, with current events at the end of the second hour. I also have, Divine Mother said a wonderful story for us last night, just before I did the final show prep. Finally, the original author of The Rainbow Bridge has been found, and the whole story is now known. I can't wait to share it with you. So we'll do that too sometime today after we talk to Help Animals India in the second hour. All righty then. So it is time to get rolling now with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And starting off, somebody I know that does more than most everybody to help our animal friends, and that would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland and Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, how are you doing, Marilyn?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well, thanks.
I have to tell you, with my bout of being down and recovering here for the last couple of weeks, one of the highlights of my day are seeing the wonderful pictures you post on Facebook when people find, when those wonderful kitties you guys have find their forever homes. And I just so love seeing them. And it looks like you guys have been on a roll. You must be adopting out a lot of kitties.
We are. And thank you for that input. We have been going gangbusters. I know yesterday we just about emptied the shelter again.
Wow. So let's before we get off on a tangent, just in case there's somebody joining us that doesn't know about Meow, just give us a quick lowdown on what is Meow Cat Rescue.
Okay. Meow Cat Rescue is an animal rescue group, organization, nonprofit, 501c3. We're located in Kirkland. We have cats and kittens at the shelter and in foster care. And we have dogs in foster care.
All right. And so, of course, everything changed for, all of us with COVID and the lockdowns and all of that, and really changed things. But starting to get back to normal. And I think at this point now, the cats are back in the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
There are the kittens and stuff in foster. But the shelter is now open a big 3 days a week now. So Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. Is that correct?
That is correct. And then sometime next month, we're going to open up on Fridays.
Wow. So we're going to move to 4 days a week next month.
Yes.
Wow.
Very exciting.
All right. So things are really gearing up and getting back more to normal. So now if folks are interested in seeing what kitties are available and so forth, you can do that through the Meow website, meowcatrescue.org. Right. And I think you click on available cats and kittens or available dogs and you can see what's going on. But we're in the last day of the weekend. So you guys will be open this afternoon from 1 to 5. But are there any kitties left to adopt? You said you almost emptied the shelter yesterday. So what's going on?
Yeah, we still have kittens and cats at the shelter. Probably half as many as we did yesterday, but we still have some really sweet kittens and adults just waiting to go home.
Well, there's so many great looking kitties and all the wonderful people that come in, and you can just, you can kind of just see the joy in everyone in those photographs, and even in the animals, you can kind of see that somehow they know.
Yeah.
There's a
lot of good energy flowing in there.
Yeah, yeah. And I just love seeing that. Now, for anybody that doesn't know, we really kind of don't have a kitten season anymore. You kind mm-hmm. of have kittens pretty much year round, don't you?
We do. Right now we've got kittens at the shelter. I just adopted my 4 foster kittens out. We've got more in foster care, more coming in. So, yeah, there's not a kitten season, really. I mean, the brunt of it is probably April through November, but we definitely have kittens right now.
All right. So just so folks know, when the cats, most of the cats that are in the shelter that you can go in and see, those are the adult models. The young kittens, if you get in young kittens or pregnant moms and that sort of thing, all of those kittens, start with meow in foster homes, correct?
They do. Until they have been spayed and neutered, they're not available for adoption.
Right. So the younger kittens, they don't live in the shelter. They live with your volunteers, your foster people and families, so that they get raised with people and in homes, which is really a cool thing. Mm-hmm. And then once they're old enough to be spayed and neutered, and you know, shelters these days do that when they're very young, so you can adopt them out already being spayed and neutered, which is, you know, I think is really making a difference with the overpopulation, you know, of our cats. So how long are kittens in foster with your families? What's the kind of average age they get to when they're old enough to be spayed and neutered?
Usually that happens at about 3 months.
Okay.
And it depends on how young the kitten is when it goes into foster care, as far as how long it will be there. But 3 pounds, 3 months is usually the number that we shoot for before we spay and neuter.
Okay, so that's kind of the formula, 3 pounds or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they're spayed and neutered, then you move them into the shelter for adoption?
Yep. We move them into the shelter and we take pictures and we write bios and then they go up on Pet Finder.
Yeah, and I'll just put my 2 cents in here. I used to, you know, years and years, well, decades ago when I was young, always wanted, you know, if I got a cat, I wanted to get a young kitten. And I always thought that was really important and that's the way to do it. But I learned in my own personal life with cats, when I fell in love with Abyssinians and got cats from a breeder, the breeders wouldn't sell them. Excuse me, I still have to sneeze once in a while. The breeders wouldn't sell them when they were really young. And I wasn't able to get the Abyssinian kittens until they were 5 or 6 months old. I thought that was going to be a problem for me. But what I realized, Marilyn, is that it was a whole lot better. Because these are little older kittens, they were already cat socialized, you know, growing up with their siblings and the other adult cats around. And they were much more of kind of a known quantity. You kind of were able to see, you know, their personalities and what kind of a cat they're really going to be. And I just found them much easier to transition into the home and integrate and all of that. So I became a fan of waiting a little longer to get kittens and no longer wanting a really young kitten. So I actually think it's a good thing that these kittens all get raised in their foster homes to, you know, socialize with people and other kitties in their litter and their mom and all of that, or, you know, however it works. Because I just think then people can make a better choice when they're picking out their forever kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're gonna, you better know who that cat is. Is that a fair assessment, do you think?
I think it is a fair assessment because, I mean, all kittens are adorable.
Yeah.
But their personality doesn't really start coming out until they are a little bit older.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I'm looking at the clock, and we need to take care of our advertisers one more time in this hour. So let's take care of that. And then let's come back and let's chat just a little bit. Tell me when you really start to know when do the kittens really start to show you who they really are? And then we'll talk about anybody you want to highlight this month and anything coming up. But Meow, if we got any, I think I put a bunch of new stuff on current events for Meow because I just got a newsletter this week. So anyway, we've got more stuff to talk about, so stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues more with Marilyn and Meow Cat Rescue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out. Great descriptions on the website. And you can find some of their supplements in local pet stores, or you can go through the website. And I think, Nathan, we were talking about it before the show. You guys get your NuPro for Abby Dog on Amazon, right?
Yes. And went back I don't know how long ago, but when Janice was doing the Positive Talk Radio with Kevin back on Animal World, they were mentioning that it's a good place to go for NuPro is Amazon.
Yeah.
In fact, that Janice actually prefers if you go through there.
All right. All right. So you got it from the head honcho at NuPro. You can get it on Amazon. And FYI, though, a recent price increase, it sounds like, Nathan.
Mm-hmm. As of February 6th, 2023, new pricing. So price increase for all of their products has been put into an effect, but shipping is still included. So free shipping.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. So NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And then remember our wonderful premier sound healer of the Pacific Northwest. That would be Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline now. It is in her home. Fabulous situation. I was so good. For the first time in, 3 weeks, I was able to get into the gong room on Friday for a session. And I'm so grateful for Jude helped me get through this, my turn with COVID. And to tell you, because, you know, I have acutonic forks and stuff myself, she was able to tell me what to do to start clearing out my head. And I also was able to use the forks for energy and to be able to focus for, you know, a period of time when I needed to do things. And I'm still using the forks are what getting me going. And that's why I've got energy this morning to do this. Is a lot of it has to do with the acutonic forks and what I've learned from Jude and what she's been coaching me through. So you really need, Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen, and you need Jude Ponton from Whispering Dragon for your remote and supportive healing stuff. If you have issues, they are great and can help remotely. You don't have to be able to go in to see them because they, with energy medicine and stuff, it works remotely. So check out whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, all of that. So anyway, and Nathan, I forgot to mention, you know, I told you there were two firsts that happened.
Yeah, I think
when I got COVID. Yeah, well, number one was me getting COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But the other first was when I thought about it here, getting ready for the show today. I believe that Sunday that we ran an encore was the first Sunday in 28 years that I couldn't do a show because I was sick.
And that means even more now that you have the ability to use Zoom.
Yeah. So I know I went 18 years never missing a show. Other than being preempted here or there, but never missing a show. So 18 years, I was never sick. And that was well into, by the time that 18 years happened, I was here at KKNW and all of that. And I've not missed a show because of illness. We've missed shows because of snow and preemption and sports, that sort of thing. But first time I ever had to not do the show because I was, but that's pretty good, I think, for about 28 years or so.
And you know? A very good reason why you couldn't do the show, too. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, it would have been a real goofy show.
If it hadn't been COVID, you probably would have still done the show.
Exactly. I've had sniffles and colds and stuff, but never one that stopped me. But this was it. So anyway, we are going to get back to we're in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Good morning again, Marilyn.
Good morning.
So when you have those babies, those kittens, and you got them in foster, because I know you're a very seasoned foster mom with these babies. You've been doing it for so long. And I know you've had them from zero to, I don't know how many weeks when you start them in foster. But what's your experience? How old do you think that kittens are before you really start knowing their personalities a little bit?
I think usually around 4 months, you start really seeing, you know, who the leader is, who the follower, the adventurer, the timid, all of that.
So you're listening and you're thinking you want a kitty friend. And if you have some particulars in mind that you want in your cat, well, remember this. Marilyn says, let's not tell her about 4 months old that they really start seeing those personality traits and so forth.
Yeah.
All right, so anybody special at Meow that we need to know about that you're looking for a special home for?
Well, everybody at Meow is special. but what I would like to talk about is, you know, we're right on the cusp of kitten season, and I'd like to talk about our spay-neuter voucher program. And what that is if anybody out there has cats that are unspayed or unneutered, no questions asked. They just need to call us, and we will issue them a free spay-neuter voucher.
Oh, how? Okay. Letting us. All right. So say that again.
If anybody out there has unspayed or neutered cats It doesn't matter how many. It doesn't matter how old. If they call our shelter and ask for a spay-neuter voucher, we will issue one to them for free.
So that's anybody. Anybody?
Anybody. Anybody.
Anybody has a cat or kitten and they need to be spayed or neutered?
Yes, absolutely.
My God, we should hire a plane. That should be in the sky. I mean, that's a huge thing. I mean, that's one of the things that blows my mind these days is the cost of veterinary medicine and how things have escalated. But my God, it costs an arm and a leg to spay or neuter a dog or a cat these days.
It does.
You know, it used to be affordable. It is no longer affordable for the vast majority of people.
I know. And so that's why we have this program.
This is a huge thing. Now, we do have this, folks. This is up on the Animal World current events page. So if you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. When you get to meow, that the voucher is listed there. And you can just, all they have to do now, we had a, I've got a, an email address that we had up for this voucher, which is spay neuter at meowcatrescue.org. Is that still a good email address? Do you know?
I think the best thing to do is just to call us.
Okay. 425-8. Okay.
8226369.
Yeah. Okay. That's the number we have listed to call. So any of you've got cats or kittens that need to be spayed or neutered, that you can just call me out and you can get a voucher for free. That's amazing.
Right. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Now, then I just added a whole bunch of events that are going to be coming up in, you know, this spring at Meow.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just getting them up on the website, but let me just, the first one I have up is the Pot of Gold, Silver, Zinc, and Copper, March 14th through the 17th, so that's this month. You guys are doing a coin collection, huh?
Yeah, this will be our third year.
So between the 14th and 17th.
You have lying around the house, you can bring it in.
Yeah, and so a little celebration for St. Patrick's Day. And the 14th through the 17th, you can come in from 2 to 5 p.m. and drop off your coins and have a St. Patrick's Day treat. That sounds like fun. And then there's another Give Big event, and that's on May 2nd and 3rd. And then you've got the Cat Running 5K Fun Run and Walk, Saturday, April 22nd at Marymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can mark your calendars for the annual Fine Wines and Felines 2023. That will once again be at the Hub Ballroom on the UW campus, and that's going to be June 17th if you want to mark your calendars. So it sounds like you got all normal stuff is going to be happening this spring.
Yes, finally.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So anything else we need to know about?
Nope, just spay neuter.
Yeah, and I am so pleased that you brought that up, and we all need to remember that because I get contacted a lot with people trying to figure out how they can afford to do that. It's so nice to know that you provide the spay neuter vouchers. Now, how does a spay neuter voucher work? If someone calls you and said, I have a cat or kitten that needs to be spayed or neutered, how does the whole voucher system work?
How it works is the spays and neuters happen at the Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project up in Lynnwood.
Okay, so it's not a voucher you'd take to your vet to get done.
No, it's got to be done up at Feral Cat.
Okay, so the vouchers come from the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the surgery would be done.
That's correct.
And of course, they're the experts at this because that's all they do is spay and neuter cats.
They're so good.
Yeah. I mean, they've got it down to a science because they've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many thousands of cats, you know, that they've done. So when you get the voucher, do you call them and make an appointment or something? Is that what you do?
Yeah. And we'll walk you through it. We'll walk you through the whole process.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, that's very fabulous.
Yeah.
All right, Marilyn. Well, thank you so much for spending a bit of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World again. And we can let everybody know that there's definitely still cats and kittens at the shelter this afternoon. If you want to go in to Meow Cat Rescue, they're in the Houghton Plaza in Kirkland. And you can go in between 1 and 5 this afternoon if you want to check out those kitties. And if you want to look ahead of time, go to meowcatrescue.org and click on Available Cats and Kittens. And you'll be able to see who's there. All right, Marilyn, we'll talk to you again next month.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy, we're wrapped up with hour number one already, and that means it's time to get on the love train. So we'll see how much dancing Martha can do. And so I always energize up the love train music. And by the way, this is not optional. Dancing is required. You got to help me get my strength back. And you got to know you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and join the love train with me. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And here we go with the Yogi Energization Prayer. Oh, Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.